You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 1 week since the China Eastern Airlines flight MU5735 crashed into a mountainside. A moment of silence has been marked during a memorial held at the site of the incident, in honour of the 132 lives lost. Hu Zhenzhang, Deputy Commander-in-Chief of the Emergency Response Team, made the solemn announcement at a press conference on Saturday night.
After detecting and analysing the situation of the impact site, we confirmed that no sign of life was found at the site. We have identified 120 of the victims through DNA tests. It is with great sadness that we announce that 123 passengers and 9 crew members on board China Eastern Airlines flight MU5735 on March 21 have all died.
The Boeing 737 aircraft was flying from the city of Kunming in Yunnan province to Guangzhou, northwest of Hong Kong, last Monday afternoon, when it suddenly plummeted from a cruising altitude just before it was due to begin its descent to land. The plane crashed into a mountainous area of the Guangxi region, causing a fire that sent heavy smoke up into the air. Xi, a local villager living near the crash site, recalls the sound of an explosion and strong odour in the moments after the crash.
I don't know how to say this. There's no use to be afraid. I didn't know what it was, just heard an explosion and then guessed it was a plane crash.
More than 2,000 people, including firefighters and soldiers, were immediately sent to the crash site to search for survivors and the black boxes from the plane. One of these crucial black boxes, believed to be the cockpit voice recorder, was retrieved on Wednesday. The flight data recorder, which could provide crucial information about why the plane crashed an hour into its journey, was later recovered on Sunday, 1.5 metres underground. Both have now been sent away to Beijing for analysis. Jeffrey Thomas, CEO of Airline Ratings, told SBS News that the collection of debris will be another key element towards understanding the cause of the tragedy.
Now, this is where the smoking gun is, if you like. Because some debris was found 10 kilometres away from the main crash site. Now, what that tells us is that that debris is critical because it'll tell us that this debris came away from the aeroplane early on, and that could have caused the crash.
Mr. Thomas suspects the aircraft was involved in a tail strike on takeoff or landing in a previous flight, where the pilot has pulled back too hard and the tail has hit the runway, causing internal damage that may not be immediately noticeable.
So if you have a part that has a fault in it, damaged and slightly cracked, that crack will propagate and get worse and worse until it eventually fails. And when it fails, there'll be an explosion and in the rear, and then it'll damage or blow off the tail. From the vision we've seen of the plane going down, it appears that the tail is missing.
The families of the victims are still waiting for news from the search teams, which have been combing the heavily wooded area for days. But the search has been difficult in the remote hills near the city of Wuzhou, with investigators working in muddy and rain-drenched conditions. According to local Chinese media, authorities say the search is ongoing to find the remains of the victims and parts of plane wreckage. After China's most deadly aviation incident in nearly 3 decades, the country's president Xi Jinping has called for a full-scale investigation into the potential cause. Authorities and families are hoping the black boxes will provide some much-needed answers. Brooke Young, SBS News.